Over the next 10 minutes, Kevin played out an uneventful shoe. The count never went above positive 3 and stayed below 0 for most of the deal. The cut depth, or penetration, was pretty good, however. The dealer was cutting all the way to the last deck in the shoe, which meant that the dealer was favorable, and it was just a matter of time. As he played, Kevin kept his eyes open for Martinez. It wasn't difficult for him while counting, since he was keeping to basic strategy and never raising or lowering his bet. 3 hands into the second shoe, he caught sight of the BP. Actually, it would have been hard to miss him. He was wearing a blue crushed velvet shirt and black leather pants. His hair was slicked back, and a gold necklace glimmered beneath his wide-open collar. Christ, Kevin thought. He watched as Martinez strolled around the blackjack pit, seemingly oblivious to the action all around him. He passed Kevin's table twice, but the count was still too low to be worthwhile. Then suddenly, he headed for Michael's table. He sat next to the tube-top stripper and immediately began flirting with her as he pulled a huge wad of cash out of his back pocket. Kevin could only imagine what she was thinking. Michael, the tennis jock, was clearly out of the running. Kevin went back to his cards, playing and counting and chatting away with a nice couple from Chicago. The shoe ran through again, and again. The depth was nearly 5 decks, a wonderful counting opportunity. Kevin's attention perked as the first few rounds of the next shoe came out. Plenty of 2s and 3s, sending the running count higher and higher. Pretty soon it was in double digits, and Kevin began looking for Martinez again. Just his luck. Martinez was rising from Michael's table, scooping black and purple chips from the felt. Kevin leaned back on his stool, crossing his arms over his chest. He didn't see Martinez look his way, but suddenly the velvet fog was lurching toward his table.